Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Emphasis on the noir today because we're sort of sticking around in Halloween land. What are we talking about?
Well, I thought we could talk about the 1988 Tim Burton film Beetlejuice.
Yes. Oh,
and
such a great film.
And the costumes. Yeah, for that film. So, like, if people haven't seen this film, I highly recommend that you do. It's the premise is that there are a couple living there. That's Adam and... I think it's Barbara, yeah, Maitland, live there, and they're kind of like just country folk in a small town. And one day they go off and unfortunately they pass away on the drive home, but they come back and haunt the house. And the house is sold, and unfortunately it's sold to some nouveau riche people from New York. And hilarity ensues, I guess.
It's one of those things where if you listen to the premise of it and you know nothing about it, it sounds like a horror movie, but actually it's just so weird and hilarious.
Yeah, well, it's classic Tim Burton.
Yes.
It was actually Winona Ryder's breakout film. She was only 16 when she starred in this.
Crikey.
Barbara and Adam Maitland are played by Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, and of course Beetlejuice, who is the poltergeist that's called to kind of... like what's the word I can't remember
help them haunt them out
and he's played by Michael Keaton, and the film won an Academy Award for best makeup as well as some other other awards that we probably don't know as well as in New Zealand. The costume designer was Aggie Gerard Rogers, and she's actually known for the first film she ever did was American Graffiti in 1973, which was is a really well-known cult film as well. It stars Ron Howard, and it's set in the 50s, and it's actually the premise behind Happy Days, the TV show.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's so interesting.
Yeah, and she also did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Witches of Eastwick, and Return of the Jedi.
So she was kind of in that gothy realm for a lot of her work.
Yeah, and she, quite interestingly, you know, Tim Burton had the kind of gothy idea behind Lydia Dietz, but originally there was a 9-year-old sister that befriended the ghost, not Lydia. But they decided to kind of encompass it all into one character. And when the costume designer Aggie took Winona, you know, everybody kind of around in the film industry kind of went, oh my God, what are you doing? This should be like a blonde, blue-eyed kind of classic teenager, and turned her into like a goth girl, you know. Because Lydia Dietz is known, that's her character name, is also known as just Goth Girl.
Is she? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so which is kind of weird to me because, you know, like I think she should just be known as her character name. But I guess what's quite fascinating is like Barbara and Adam Maitland are dressed as ordinary kind of country folk. And the whole costuming and set design really sets up the film. So,
it does,
you know, like Gina Davis's character is wearing Laura Ashley. Alec Baldwin's wearing kind of like a plaid shirt, chinos. And of course, they're kind of wearing those outfits the entire film.
Mm.
Because they go to the underworld to learn about the, you know, the rules around being recently deceased. And but they also appear in the dinner scene as in their wedding outfits. And one of Lydia's famous kind of costumes is her wedding outfit when Beetlejuice attempts to marry her. And I didn't know this, but her wedding dress, which is bright red, and that was Tim Burton's idea apparently, is an exact copy of the one that Gina Davis wears.
Oh, that is so interesting. And actually, now you say that, I'm like, that should have been obvious. But I think because you spend so much time staring at the redness of it, that was not something I'd really even thought about.
No, so it's got this kind of V-neck, but you've still got like the lace kind of at the top, you know. And of course, with having black hair and it's kind of all backcombed out and a massive big red veil, it really lends to the actual scene. And it's really freaky because Beetlejuice is wearing a 3-piece kind of burgundy outfit that is, and he's kind of very white with green tinges.
There are so many very iconic looks in this. I mean, I always think of as well Miss Argentina in the the underworld space who's sort of like bright green with red hair, and she's got like wings or a sort of like crown thing behind her, and she's looking sort of zombie-ish and still very glamorous. And there's just so many beautiful characters that have been created through their costumes and makeup design.
Yeah, she's actually my favorite character in this film. Like, I've always wanted to dress up as her and be green, because I love the way that they've made her skin. She just looks like a real person. She just happens to be green.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah. Even Lydia Dietz's stepmother, Delia, I didn't realise this either. She, the costume designer, talked Tim Burton into her wearing early designers, like early well-known designers, because, of course, she's actually a New York artist who artist. Is trying to be a sculptor, yeah, artiste, and she's kind of like in stark contrast to, say, Barbara Maitland. She's all wearing all black, she's got red lips, flaming kind of red hair, but she's wearing Issey Miyake and Rei Kawakubo of Comme des Garçons.
That's cool.
So which kind of really emphasizes that kind of like, I'm from New York and I'm an artist, you know.
It's very interesting. I watched a video, this is my lockdown watching has sent me right down a rabbit hole of like really long videos on the Vogue YouTube channel where people just talk about outfits that they've worn in their sort of like acting career. Catherine O'Hara has done a whole series, and it's very interesting how in her, I think like doing this role in Beetlejuice kind of set her up as this kind of goth heroine, because then when she got, you know, cast in Schitt's Creek, they sort of carried on that black and white, chunky and like very angular, very chic but sort of avant-garde vibe to what she was wearing for Moira Rose as well as her character there.
Yeah, that's cool. Because, I guess like, also with Tim Burton, you know, he's got that kind of dark theme throughout all his films.
Totally.
And he's got at least one character that is quite goth-like, you know, if not all of them. Charles, her father, Lydia's real father, he's kind of had a nervous breakdown, so he's just kind of wandering around in suits and things in the background. And, of course, there's also Ortho, who there's a really great scene where he, you know, when the dinner party starts up and Beetlejuice arrives, he's kind of wearing a suit. And then he kind of like gets the poltergeist kind of like changes his suit like magic, and he kind of peels down, and it's pretty cool. And I guess Lydia Dietz has become kind of like a bit of a fashion icon, especially for Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. You know, she's wearing you know, the wedding dress, and she normally wears all black and a big kind of sun hat when she's outside. And there's the awesome last scene where she's wearing her school uniform, and apparently Winona was the one to put the satin petticoat underneath to kind of pump it out.
True. And that's what takes it from being just like her school uniform to this kind of goth vibe as well. So there's a lot of like very interesting little just tweaks and ideas that have gone into these costumes that have somehow made them so iconic.
Yeah, and it kind of backs up, you know, Winona's saying in the film where she says, "My whole life is a dark room."
Yes.
I think everybody who has a fringe at some point has tried to do the Lydia Dietz spiky fringe as well, because it's quite a good, oh shit, I've run out of time to get my Halloween costume together. Just get some gel, quickly sort that out, grab a black dress out of the cupboard, works perfectly.
Yeah, totally. And like there's, I don't know if you remember, but Bella Hadid in The Weeknd dress as Beetlejuice, and Lydia, I think it was in 2018 or something like that.
They did look great.
And they look exactly right, you know. It's really good. Yeah.
Must be fun to be a celebrity and have like a stylist and the money to really go as hard as you want to go on your Halloween costume. You could just recreate it completely if you really felt like it. I think
that would be amazing.
One of the most fun things about being famous and rich, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Have you got an idea of if you could do that, what costume do you think you'd go for?
Ooh, good question.
Hard.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Yeah, you'll have to come back to me.
Do you have one up your sleeve, Penny? One that you would be keen on whipping out?
No, I hadn't kind of really thought about it. I just thought of that question as you said that.
I will actually think about this, though.
Yeah.
This is a good game.
Yeah, maybe we can come back next week with our ideas.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the Lydia Dietz final scene where she is floating and dancing in her school uniform, she is dancing to Harry Belafonte, Jump in the Line, which is what we're going to have a listen to now. So thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us Beetlejuice on Fashion this morning.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back.
Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sinora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yes. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line.
Harry Belafonte with Jump in the Line, very famous closing scene of Beetlejuice. It is one of those movies that actually wasn't until only a couple of years ago that I watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Great, though. Such a good film.
It's one of those ones where I watched too young and then it scared me.
Yeah, it is actually quite freaky.
It's intense when you're about 10.
Beetlejuice is still creepy now, though. Like, he doesn't stop being creepy. He just gets a bit funnier.
Totally.
But he is still very scary. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.